Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's take you down to Empire, Louisiana, and talk to Mitch Jurisich at the Delta Marina. And Mitch, is it safe to say that the Jurisich family has a freezer full of venison this year?
Actually, Don, I did not pull the trigger.
But my that wasn't what I asked you.
No. I didn't hunt as much. You know, last time I think you tried to call me, I was actually in the woods finally because, you know, I've been pretty busy lately. And I wound up in one of them hardwood bottoms, and I did not have service and, you know, and everything. And I was like, oh, man. I said, can't get – my phone won't ring. Can't get in touch with you. But that was my last hunt, actually. That morning was my last morning hunt of the season. I had to get back home and tend to business. You know, I got an extra job now, so trying to take care of things, trying to get, you know, settled in. But actually, I saw a lot of deer. It was, you know, I enjoyed myself. That's kind of my peaceful place now. I could have shot two or three and just watched them walk on by and, you know, waiting on that real trophy to walk by. But I didn't get to hunt enough days to wait on him. So, but anyway, I still enjoyed myself and, you know, kind of had my mind set on some new ventures in life and stuff like that. So hopefully come turkey season, I have me a good schedule. I'm not going to miss out on that turkey hunt. I can tell you that.
Well, but there's nothing wrong with being out there with no cell service. It kind of puts your mind at ease and you get to think things out when you're sitting in the woods in a peaceful setting like that. There's nothing like it. Well, it's time to talk fishing, though, although it's right. February and it's a tough month. What's going on down there around the marina?
Well, the red fishing is picking up pretty good. You know, when you can get out, the weather, you know, of course, the beginning of the week was so foggy. It was like pea soup out there. You couldn't see 100 feet, so that kind of kept people more. They did a lot more bank fishing. But believe, you know, the red fishing has been really, really good now when you can get out. Seems like some of the, you know, that kind of rebounded a little bit. And, of course, we do get some reports of some nice speckled trout, you know, when they can get out, when the wind's not blowing, and they can fish around them old pilings where them old camps used to be in Bay Adams and stuff like that. And actually, one of my guides have been running out towards Four Bayous and catching some pretty nice, you know, he's not catching limits, but he's catching a pretty good little mix of trout out that way when the weather cooperates. We've been having a good steady supply of live shrimp, which is, you know, still wonderful for this time of year. And, you know, then people when they can get out, they're doing pretty well. We have some boats going offshore. They catching, you know, some nice little catches of pompano and stuff like that. And of course, we getting ready to get into wahoo season big time. And people don't realize, you know, Delta Marina is very accessible to some of the best wahoo grounds, because the wahoo really west of the Mississippi River out towards the, you know, towards the canyon out there, really some great fishing west, you know, out of Grand Isle, Fushan, Empire, really good catches of wahoo getting ready to start up. And I think, you know, within the next week or so, we'll start seeing a lot of pictures of wahoo being caught over towards the, you know, in the West Delta area, you know, west of the river.
Mitch, if somebody wants to trailer their boat to Delta Marina and spend a few days, maybe rent a cabin and fish some of those wahoo, and of course the tuna's going to be out there too, how big a boat can you put in the water there at the marina?
Oh, we can launch some 30 up to 36 feet. Depends on the tide, you know, in the mornings. But usually we can launch, we got some 33, 31 foot contenders and, you know, so forth that come in. I think, you know, we can launch up to 33 feet, you know, so it's not too bad. It depends on the tide. Of course, if it's really low, I can barely launch it during bay boat sometimes. But we're working on our ramp. We need to put a few more rocks at the end of our ramp, you know, get some loads of some limestone and kind of beef up that. Because what happens, where the cement ends, when people put their boats on a trailer, they tend to wash those, wash out a little hole, you know, by throttling the motor up. And if you hit that ramp wrong, you know, your trailer will fall off. For the most part, we haven't had too much trouble lately with people doing that. You know, if they stay in their lane, they don't have any issues, because we do have rocks at the end of the ramp. But, you know, it's been pretty, you know, we can launch pretty good sized boats there.
Yeah, well, it's not a big issue to get those axles off of those rocks when they fall off the end, but it's certainly better to not have it happen, that's for sure.
Right, right. Well, most of the trailers nowadays, they float. You know, them aluminum trailers, as soon as the boat comes off, the trailer
they
floats
pop up.
Man,
well, you got the tires, and so that's usually not a problem. Well, let's talk about the Ponderosa. We haven't talked about that lately. You got some crawfish down there yet, some bald crawfish?
We sure do, except we're going to be out of crawfish today. We ran out last night. We sold our last bit last night. We'll have some again for Sunday. What I have is we have a big chili cook-off going on down here this weekend down at Hart's Exxon in Venice, and it benefits Children's Hospital. So every year the Ponderosa Oyster Bar staff / crawfish cooking staff / raw red cooking staff they form my team to cook down there to represent us. So they're going to be down there for the most of the day cooking chili and participating in that cook-off. So we're not going to have charbroil oysters today till probably after 5. We won't have any crawfish today, but crawfish will be a regular thing on our menu now from now on till crawfish season ends. We actually been having really good really good response to it, too. We were packed up last night. I had to work my butt off last night at the restaurant to help keep up with everything, which is a good thing because it's been relatively slow in January, which we always expect that. But things are really picking up. And, of course, those oysters are second to none this time of year. I mean, they're at their prime, you know, all-time prime now for the next month or so. And then, of course, you know, then they'll go into their spawning mode when they get kind of milky and stuff like that. And you really just want to eat them. Most people want to eat them cooked. But right now, the raw oysters are flying off the shelf.
Always something good in Louisiana, no matter what season it is. Mitch, thanks for the report. Give us your telephone number down at Delta Marine in case somebody wants to call for any kind of info.
All right. The telephone number is 504-657-5116, and my friendly staff is waiting on you to call as we speak. Sitting there dipping shrimp out of the tank, and you know, looking forward to a really good, a nice weather weekend. It's a little breezy this morning, still a little chilly, but I think as the day goes on and that sun comes up, it's going to get really nice. And come on down to the Delta Marina after you fish, and come eat at the Ponderosa. We will not disappoint you.
All right, next time we'll compare notes. I'm going to set up turkey blinds today and do a little bit of scouting, and we'll compare notes on that.
I'm ready for that. Don, the last deer hunt I made, I saw 11 swinging beard gobblers hanging out together. Yeah. And they better stick around. I'm telling you, they were dragging the ground when they walked by. I said, oh, my goodness. They were just feeding out in the field in front of me. In fact, they kept me in the stand till almost noon because I did not want to spook them at all. I had to wait till they walked off.
Yeah, great sport. Maybe one of the best things ever to hunt. Mitch, we'll talk next time. Thanks again. We appreciate your reports.
Thank you, Don. Have a great one.
All righty. Mitch Jurisic down at the Delta.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.